How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Kate Daly Show, Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
We kicked off this decade by wearing cloth over our faces for a cold virus and forgetting two centuries of medical science. Good times. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm not saying COVID's not real. I'm just saying I'm not sick. Well, I'm not sick, and asymptomatic spread has been shown to be a myth. So why am I going to be treated like a sick person? Do you know that there have been fewer deaths overall in 2019 than there were in 2018? Look it up. Fewer deaths overall. All they've done is recategorize all the deaths. This is not what they're telling us it is. It's a lie. This is a lie, I'm telling you. It's a lie. And everyone's buying it. And it'll go on and on and on as long as they feed us this lie and we comply with it. And I am done. Tonight, I reached a breaking point. I'm done. I know I'm not reaching anyone
honey,
here.
Everybody's unhappy.
I don't care. I'm not putting that on my face. I'm not going to. I'm a healthy person. I'm not crazy. This is like psychosis. For everyone to put all this stuff on their face when they're healthy is insanity. No, I'm not risking anyone's lives because I'm healthy.
How do we know that you're healthy?
Me.
Do you understand
asymptomatic spread is not a thing. They've already shown there is no asymptomatic spread. There is no asymptomatic spread. I don't have symptoms. I'm fine. I'm not a carrier of disease. This is what I'm saying. They're treating us like we're disease. You just said, how is it treating you like you're disease? But then
wearing
you're
a mask
you
is
know.
Not an imposition to be careful with other people's
no,
health.
When it's not just the mask.
This
it's
is the epicenter
distancing.
Of
it's
the country.
It's the lockdowns. It's everything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual. Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
Hi there, welcome. 2021, can you believe it? Where did last year go? I don't know. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And how was your Christmas?
It was pretty good. My grandson, who doesn't have the measles, was passing the measles around to people.
But oh.
Other than that.
You know, I think that everybody in our community should get vaccinated then.
Yeah.
That will help the spread of measles.
He's an asymptomatic measles carrier.
That was a woman at a drugstore trying to buy some Epsom salt and being confronted by a bunch of maskers as she was she was telling them, "Hey, I'm healthy. Look at me. I am healthy." Oh, good gravy. If we make it through this in one piece mentally, I'm not quite sure we will because of the insanity. Right out of the gate, we had an event this morning, and I want to invite Eric Moutsos on to talk about this from Utah Business Revival. How are you, Eric?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell me about this morning. Cox did a freedom. What did he call it? America, the beautiful freedom fireside last night. Anyway,
yeah.
So he did a fireside and they talked about differences. No, it's called truth. It's called truth, not just differences. But anyway, we'll get to that later. But I just wanted to ask you about the events of everyone lining up on the Tuacon highway out there to greet Governor Cox. Please tell us about it.
Well, last night, I don't know if you heard him say that the people that are protesting are our enemies. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
He called us enemies.
Yeah.
Here we've got the newly elected Dominion elected governor saying that these people are our enemies.
I mean,
this is the mentality. It's called kingdom building.
Yes.
That's what we called it in the police department. They're dividing, passive-aggressively dividing. There was one guy in a white shirt and tie.
Mm-hmm.
He had his middle finger up on his window, like he's, like, you know, hoisting his hand up, like he's getting comfortable. But he was flipping everyone off.
Jeez.
And so it's like these are the people.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying all the people that went to the event are like that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that they're shaming those that have a different opinion than them. And I think that's why I never did a rally before April. I never even thought about doing a rally or a protest or anything. The reason why it's so important that we do rallies is so that they can understand that there's people that disagree with them heavily.
Yes.
Because they surround themselves with yes men. Oh, you're doing such a great job. Oh, my gosh, you are too. Yep. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Oh,
pat him on the head.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And so now when he shows up to his party, mm-hmm. by the way, a party, the reason why he came to Southern Utah is because we're semi-free down here. He couldn't have the party up in Salt Lake City.
Because
then
right.
you know what he would do? He'd piss off his liberal friends.
You're right. You're
so
exactly
he
right.
He had it down here at 10 o'clock when conservatives work on a Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
By the way.
Yeah.
And there was way more people outside protesting him than inside in his little taxpayer-funded party.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. Yeah. No, I'm with you. And last night, was he wearing masks everywhere he went with his little party that he had?
Well, last night, I got a picture from one of my friends here in St. George at Spencer Cox's party. Last night was a special private party.
Mm-hmm.
No masks, no social distancing.
Yeah, now we know why he's here, right? So did they parade John Pike in on a bison so that, you know, right smack into the middle of the 2 o'clock
no,
theater?
But I thank Spencer Cox. I actually thank Spencer Cox for taking that guy.
Uh-huh.
Because it just, for all you St. George people that were on Mayor Pike's, you know, good list,
mm-hmm.
that he just left you in the political dust.
Yep.
He left you early because it wasn't about you. It wasn't yeah. about the people of St. George. It was about Mayor Pike's
And it
career.
Always was.
And
it always
left.
Was. Yep. He never denied wanting to climb that ladder. And he had a healthy appetite for it, let me tell you. He gave Spencer Cox over $14,000 for his campaign that Spencer Cox already had millions of dollars for. Don
right.
Ibsen, all these people
in
did
the
that.
Tribune.
What's that?
Did you know that? Did
what?
You know Spencer Cox lost? In the Salt Lake Tribune's, you know, Utah of the Year.
Yes,
poll.
And I want to congratulate you. Wait a minute. Hold the presses. We have to congratulate you because you won Salt Lake Tribune Utah of the Year. But this is the deal, though. What's very interesting about the article, they had to write about you because the reluctance in the video was so palpable. But they were basically not saying anything you were for and really not wanting to talk about you as they reluctantly named you the winner. Yeah. And then they went on to choose another winner by the editorial
right.
board. Yeah, at Salt Lake Tribune.
That's
but
right.
tell
do
us
you,
about
do you think, you know, there was
Cox.
A minority woman. There were two minority women
yeah.
on that list. Do you think if they would have won the popular poll, they would have given it to someone else? Could you imagine?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's like, but they were in a lose-lose. I thought it was funny from the beginning. Like,
oh,
from
it
the
was
beginning,
awesome.
I knew they weren't going to give it to me, number one, even if I won. And I did win 51%.
Mm-hmm.
Angela
did.
Dunn had 18%. Spencer Cox had 19 votes. He had 19 votes out of 7,000, and he lost to a fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
On the Salt Lake Tribune. This is his paper. I mean, the most liberal paper, pro-Biden paper you can imagine. And he got 19 votes?
Well, Dominion wasn't running it.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I know. They don't want to concede that Dominion ran our elections. And I'm always curious as to the results of the elections in Utah, because it seems like there's a groundswell otherwise. And then, of course, these guys always reign, right, in those top spots. It's just baffling. Baffling.
Yeah, it was awesome, though. I mean, the event was awesome. We had our showing of Non-Essential. You can
Excellent.
Go look at the trailer right now at nonessentialfilm.com. That's nonessentialfilm.com. You can look at the trailer. I think you can actually download the digital version right now.
Yeah.
From there. But we had a great showing at Fiesta Fun. We
Love
had two showings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were over, the first one was over 200 people,
mm-hmm.
No masks. And it was awesome.
I'm so glad.
Of Liberty was there.
I'm so glad. You know, I know that the news was only reporting dozens of people there, but what was your estimation on people showing up today?
Today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there were several hundred because we had them down at the very bottom.
Yeah.
And then all the way to the top.
That's what I thought.
You know what? But even if there was only 10 people there, it just shows that, hey, not everybody agrees with you, buddy.
Yep.
And
I'm so glad you guys did this.
Your 4 years starts now because he's gonna destroy himself because people will figure out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't play both sides. You cannot walk down the middle of the street without getting hit by both directions oncoming traffic. And that's what's happening politically. And that's
yep.
what he's going to destroy himself just like Herbert did,
yep.
but worse.
Yeah. Yeah, and both of them, I mean, really, Cox is on steroids from what we just had as Herbert. And I thought Herbert was a train wreck and horrific. Wait till we have Cox on steroids here. We thought Pike was bad as a mayor. I can't even imagine what Cox will bring us as a governor. It's very telling.
For St. George mayor, that's the question.
Yes, because nobody in his council that are taking over for him for the rest of his term have ever stood up to him, not even one time publicly. They've always been unanimous behind Pike. So I'm not supporting anyone from the council that runs for mayor because you know this is coming. But don't, because they didn't stand up. They did not tell him no. They were always in his support. So that tells me a lot. Their voting records say everything, right?
It's true, but it was good. Like 2021, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for people to stand up for freedom, because mm-hmm. we just have to take control. Like, we, the people, are the answer. We have to push back against this. Business owners, just say no.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a health department director down here that is actively pushing against Angela Dunn. There should be no masks in Southern Utah, because
right.
the health department, they're not enforcing anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We have to give credit where credit's due. The manipulation of the numbers is still there, but they're not enforcing. And they can manipulate all they want. People will figure that out. But I'm grateful that they are not enforcing. So credit has to go to that. Yeah. Because, you know.
Yeah. And I would be different. I'd be more. Mm-hmm. I'd already lost my job by now. But, you know, the point is, if you're in Southern Utah, they are not enforcing the masks.
Yeah.
The only worry is the labor department coming in and saying, hey, your employees have to have them on.
That is
but
so true.
Anywhere else, they're not enforcing anywhere else.
You're,
you go into
yeah.
Smith's, you go into Walmart,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to wear a mask.
No, and OSHA isn't either. OSHA's been actually vocal to the business owners in saying, no, we are not going to press the issue. We're not doing anything.
Yep.
So,
yep. So just take, if you're a business owner, I'm telling you, don't ask people to do it, because number one, it's unconstitutional. It's immoral.
Yep.
But my prediction for 2021 is people are going to be begging to have 2020 back. How bad it's going to get. You got New York trying to pass bills to put healthy people in camps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we have got to band together, because it's coming.
I agree. Eric Moutsos, thank you. Join Business, Utah Business Revival. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Really
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Right.
Thanks for showing up. love it. That was really quite, you should see the photos. It was quite a group that showed up.
You know, what it proves is that the only thing they have going for them at all is propaganda.
Yeah.
They have nothing else.
Yep.
They have no facts. They have nothing except propaganda.
That is why in that beginning clip, when that woman finally stood up in the store and said, I'm healthy. Look at me. I'm not. You're treating me like I'm sick. I'm not wearing a mask and all of these kinds of things. Because what was the answer to that? The person in the mask said, well, it's not an imposition to wear one because you care. I'm sorry. There's no science behind this at all. And I can't believe I have to say this to people. There's no science there. So it's absolutely asinine to wear a mask. Please, please, please do not do it. I haven't worn one, not one time, except to get on an airplane. Once I was flying, I took it off for the entire flight. I didn't even wear one in the airports. I'm telling you, it can be done. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Milty.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Another chance to turn it all around. And do not save this for tomorrow. Embrace the past and you can live for now. And I will give the world to you.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, it's time to get bold, you guys. This is the year of courage, boldness, and fighting for what we believe in. This is this year. And this year is not going to be rainbows and sunshine, I'm afraid. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello. Yeah, this is the year. We need to stand up and be the enemy they call us.
They want to call us an enemy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's be it.
No problem there. Yeah, Spencer Cox, divisiveness galore. He's all about being divisive. It's really sickening to listen to. But he's trying to divide us. And I think, you know, it's based on truth. Before we go there, Tropical Pool and Spa, you know, we spent an awful lot of time over the break in our jacuzzi. And I'm gonna say the Bullfrog hot tub has it down, man. That thing is awesome. My little grandkids had a blast in it. We had a blast in it. Every night it was something to look forward to. And I am telling you, that warm water, it's just so relaxing. Get one, please. Start off this new year by doing something for yourself that is enjoyable and fun, because we need those things in our lives. And this is definitely that. And it's also therapeutic too. So make sure that you go to Tropical Pool and Spa, because they're the ones that have the experience. They're the ones with the know-how. They're the ones with the deals. And they're the ones that will get you into a Bullfrog, the most well-made hot tub, I think, ever. This thing is solid. It is amazing, and you're going to love it. There's so many aspects of it I just love that are so far above the other hot tubs. Make sure that you're going to Tropical Pool and Spa for this. And tell them we sent you, too. So we have a lot on the docket. Pike is out. Thank goodness. That was an excruciating 4 years, 8 years. Wasn't he an eight?
Yeah.
No, four, eight. Anyway, excruciating. It felt like eight. I don't think it was eight, but it felt like it. Maybe it was.
I think it was.
Was it? Most of my time on the radio has been with him as mayor, and the budget that was upped by millions and millions and millions of dollars because he couldn't stop spending and turning us into a metropolitan city. You know, we paid under $500,000 for snow removal equipment. Look around you. Do you see any snow? We're in the desert. Anyway, we had to do that to get metropolitan status. But I am telling you that was excruciating, what he's done to this city. And you might look around and go, oh, it's pretty. No, 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 no. The pretty came at quite the price tag, let me just tell you. And if you feel like you're paying more in taxes and your utilities are out the roof and everything is high, I am telling you that Pike in office has not done us any favors. Let's just put it that way. Paying for recycling doesn't even get done. Pushing that program, telling us on the radio, admitting that, hey, you know, we're just counting that people won't, we're counting on the fact that people won't notice their bill. They were counting on that you wouldn't fight it because you wouldn't see it on your bill. They just wanted you to be ignorant so you would pay the company they wanted to hire to do recycling that never happened. And guess what, folks? There's 63% of you out there that still want to pay for something that isn't going on. Wow. Anyway, all I'm saying is we're so much better off. Yeah, Salt Lake can have him. Thank you. What a atrocious legacy he brought. And his council? No better. I'm sorry, but his council sucks. And you know what? They went after every single thing that he did, not went after, went along with every single thing he did. Don't let them tell you otherwise. They were unanimous on everything, even the giving $500,000 to SkyWest and more, and picking businesses they gave money to of your tax dollars without your consent, flying up to Salt Lake and telling them that St. George didn't want Airbnb. He flew on our dime to go to Salt Lake to tell them that we didn't want Airbnb here.
That was a lie.
It was a lie. It was a lie. It was because, what, one or two neighbors told them they didn't like it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sickening, 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 sickening. Good riddance. They can have him. He's about as liberal as they come. Same with Cox. Let's talk a little bit, you know, on Facebook, and I'll talk about this in the third hour too, but on Facebook, I named the number one liar of the year, because 2020, the only thing it represented to me was the year of the lie. The year of the lie. And so you could point to the government, you could point to the media, you could point to just the CDC or whatever group you want to point to. But my biggest liar was the healthcare industry. You know why? Because they know, because they've been trained about your immune system. They didn't care. They went with the big lie that you don't have an immune system and that we're all treated as vulnerable and sick. And there's no reason that healthy people should be walking around with a mask on, but they backed it. They also backed the fact that their hospitals were full when they knew they weren't. And during the initial lockdown, they stood there and lied to cameras and said their hospitals were full. So I'm sorry, biggest liar of the year award goes to the healthcare industry for me. And here's another part of that too. They're going along with the cycle testing of 40 cycles, which is 40 magnifications. They're not calling it out. They're not telling you how fraudulent that is. They're not telling you that the test results are 90% or almost 100% false positive because of it. Normal tests run under 25 cycles of magnification, not 40. And I'm telling you that there are so many lies for that money that I'm heartbroken because I never thought they would sell out. I never thought they'd sell us out completely. I always thought that behind that uniform, behind those scrubs, behind that hospital administrator, there was a person that actually cared about truth or humanity. And you know what? And this is after all my research on the fact that they've hidden cancer cures and everything else, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the very basics of lying. And I'm sorry, but the Liar of the Year award goes to the healthcare industry because they broke my heart this year.
It is. You know, just last week I was in the ER and they made a point of telling me that the ICU was overflowing. Overflowing.
Really? Overflowing.
Overflowing. And I said, well, let me ask you one question then. If the ICU is overflowing, why can't I put on a hazmat suit and go see?
Yeah.
Can I go see?
And what'd they say?
No.
Boy, an immediate no, huh?
An immediate no. No, you can't. Well, if I put on a hazmat suit,
yeah,
they
what's
should
the problem?
Be safe. I mean, let me go see how full it is. No. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
the pressure to COVID test is insane.
When I was sick. I thought I had pneumonia. And I have COPD pretty bad. I don't want to risk that. So I went to the ER. And, of course, the first thing I said was, I think I might have pneumonia. And they said, okay, we'll do a chest x-ray, and then we'll do a COVID test. And I says, COVID test? What? I mean, let's just find out if I have pneumonia first.
Right, right.
Well, no, we need to do a COVID test. And I said, do I have the symptoms of COVID? And they said, well, there really are no definitive symptoms of COVID, but you have some that could be. And I said, well, let's just first find out if I have pneumonia or influenza.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't test for influenza.
Really? Is that why we have 98% less influenza now than we ever have in history? Okay.
So I'm not exaggerating. From that point on, everybody that came into that room in the ER, the phlebotomist, the bedpan changer, the guy who swept the floor.
The janitor.
Asked me, have you decided to take the COVID test yet?
Oh my,
everyone.
Oh my gosh.
It was the only thing that was important.
It's the only thing that mattered. Was you taking that test?
That's the only
thing
that mattered.
Well, it's the $94,000 question, isn't it? Because $94,000 for every case positive in the state of Utah.
Yeah. So the bottom line is I never did take a COVID test.
You refused.
They treated me, sinus infection that had worked its way into my lungs. Mm-hmm. I was put on antibiotics.
Okay. And
a
here
week
you
later,
are.
Here I am. Didn't die of COVID. I mean, it's just, but that's all they, and I had to demand that they treat me with that sinus infection antibiotics. I demanded it.
They were resistant to that.
Yeah, they were resistant to that. I demanded it. I said, look, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. You either prescribe me some antibiotics or I'll try to get to my doctor.
So had they tested you for COVID, what then would have been the treatment would have been different?
No.
Oh.
That's what I said. I said, if I tested COVID and tested positive, what would you do differently than we're doing right now? Nothing.
Interesting.
Nothing.
Hmm.
So what's the point then?
What is the point? That's exactly right. What is the point? The point is $94,000 to start. That's the point.
They kind of made fun as I left. They said, well, if everything turns out okay, come and see us.
Oh my gosh.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, like I'm going to die because
well,
I didn't take a test.
We're letting you know,
because
I know a lot of people from there listen. We're letting you know. They desperately want people to take this test. They're putting people through nonsensical, self-orchestrated COVID nightmare testing that's taking a long time. The protocols are sickening. It's just amazing to me that they're getting away with it.
This attitude, I think, is killing people. for this reason. I hesitated to go to the doctor because I didn't want to deal with the COVID nonsense.
I hesitate to go to the doctor anymore at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't trust anyone.
I waited too long. I was pretty darn sick. I should have been in the doctor a week before.
Right.
But I hesitated over COVID. They're causing this. They're killing people because people are saying, oh, I don't want to go there and deal with all this COVID nonsense. And they wait too long for things that can easily be taken care of earlier.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like they're very interested in looking at anything else.
Nope. Nope.
Through any other lens but COVID. Everybody is a possible COVID patient, no matter what, right?
That's it.
If you have
Nothing
a heart attack,
else.
You're a possible COVID. Everybody's a possible COVID. That's
I even
all
asked
say.
The phlebotomist when she put
sickening.
The IV in my arm.
It's really, truly sickening.
I says, why do you care if I'm taking a
yeah,
COVID test
right,
or not?
Right.
Oh, we ask everybody that.
Why is that, though? See, that's the question, though. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why do they want to do that?
When was the last time any of you out there were in the hospital when the phlebotomist came in to put your IV in and said, hey, would you like to take a pap smear?
You're
I mean,
right.
It doesn't happen.
No, you're right. Would you like to get tested for measles?
Yeah. Oh.
Seriously, I'm surprised they don't ask that. Would you like to be tested for Ebola? And then you know what your response should say is, yeah, I'm unvaccinated because I don't have a vaccine for Ebola. Because that's where we're at right now, is they're treating you like if you do not get this vaccine, which, by the way, I just dropped the vaccine video that I did on Facebook. You can go grab it and share it before it's gone. YouTube deleted it within 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah. YouTube deleted it within 1 hour.
Too much
I'm going to be putting
there.
It on Rumble. Rumble.com is a great video source. That's where Dinesh is and so many others. Dinesh D'Souza. So anyway, you can go get that on there. It is, your visit to the hospital just has shocked me that they can only see through COVID eyes and that's it. And that's all they want to see. And it is, I'm sorry, I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken that I can't trust going to the doctor anymore and that I feel like there's such an agenda.
The only reason I got them to switch is because they saw me blow my nose.
Oh.
And saw what came out when I blew my nose.
Jeez. Still then, they would have wanted you to take
the
test.
Oh, no, they still wanted the COVID test, but they saw there was a sinus infection.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
But don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Yeah, don't fence us in. And by the way, it's not Cox country, it's God's country. How shameful for Cox to put that out there. I'm embarrassed for him. He's an embarrassment altogether, but he put out signs that said Cox country.
And he
it was just sickening
it.
To me. I know.
That's the real problem.
He does
problem.
Believe it.
He believes it.
I know. Oh, gosh, we're in for it for 4 years. Okay. Welcome back to the show. By the way, Garage Doors Only, what a fantastic business this is. They installed, our garage door actually broke, and they had to come and install new ones. And let me just tell you, they're fantastic. And they have so many different styles and so many different ways to really change the face of your house. I mean, honestly, the garage door really makes a statement about your house. Make sure you're giving your business to Garage Doors Only. This is what they specialize in, and the name says it all, Garage Doors Only. But I've been so happy. They're so quiet, you can hardly hear them.
I was just going to say.
They're amazing.
When you have
Who
your
knew?
Garage door fixed by these people, because I did too.
You did too?
You can't believe
how quiet
it is. Wait a minute.
Is it
what
opening?
Happened?
It's so awesome. Oh, my gosh. This company is just give them the highest marks. They're just great people, and they're so good and reliable and quick and know their stuff. Garage Doors Only. Get over there. 868. It's 435-868-1200. 868-1200 on Bluff Street. They're amazing. Props to them. I love them. Okay. So you're welcome to call up, but So Mark Cafe Rio off the list. We made them into a popular chain in this state,
right,
and now they're mask Nazis. So I won't be going there. I'm telling you, you know, the businesses that are mask Nazi, Harmon's won't go there, won't ever step foot in a Harmon's again. And I used to like Harmon's.
Mm-hmm.
I will not go there because of their Nazi stand. They would actually turn away people in wheelchairs that could not wear the mask. Because they were so liberal and so stuck on this idea. So Harmon's is out. There's no way I'll shop there again. And Costco, I do not go into Costco. You couldn't pay me enough dollars to go into Costco.
There are businesses in town.
But Cafe Rio now, same thing.
Begging for business.
Mm-hmm.
Begging
for business.
Going out of business.
Yeah.
Please come and have a breakfast, have a lunch.
Something.
Something. Mm-hmm. And then you have Cafe Rio.
Yeah.
Telling someone after 20 minutes in line, put on a mask or get out?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that when I walked in
exactly.
the door, at least?
At least let me know you're going to be this Gestapo about it. And for what reason? We don't know. Do you guys know today, as we stand today, I just wanted you guys to know, only 6.3% of the entire nation has tested positive, and that's up to a 90% false positive or more. Okay? 6.3%, that's it. That's with all the false positives. That's all. Out of our entire country, 331 million people, 6.3%. And did you know considered serious today by the WHO, the World Health Organization, only 0.0087 of our entire country, 0.0087 of our entire country are even considered serious. That doesn't mean hospitalized. That just means considered serious. With this. And that's with all the fraud.
Wow.
Yeah. And everybody's wearing masks for almost a year. Almost a year. I don't know what to say to that kind of utter ignorance. I just don't. Okay. We'll take your calls. But Cafe Rio now off the list. Cafe Rio. Oh, what a bunch of losers. Okay, so not going there. In fact, you have to kind of calculate where you're not going to go.
Yeah.
And I will support the businesses that support freedom. They support your freedom. Pork Bellies, St. Helens, right? Needs to be helped a little bit
Helens
here.
St. Helens needs some help.
There's so many places and places of business and restaurants that are not requiring you, and so many stores that you can walk. There's no law on the books. These stores are not going to lose anything making you wear the mask if they don't make you wear the mask.
Nope.
No one's enforcing anything here. So stop enforcing it.
We're enforcing it ourselves by letting them do it.
And I'm begging you that please go to the businesses that have stood by your freedom and really thought that they were taking the risk, even though nobody's been in the country, nobody's lost a case.
Nope.
And there's only been a few that went to court, and they have not lost. The court sided with them, the business owner, on not following any of these silly rules. So please, please, please do not fall for any of that, and make sure that you're not a business that's making people or being that Gestapo about it. And people, the employees that seem to be getting off on this, there really are people that get off on telling people what to do.
That's right.
Maybe they ought not have a job. If they're going to treat people like that and use their position to do that, kind of like the airline stewardess, you know, the flight attendant, I guess they call them now, maybe they shouldn't be working for you. And, you know, there was a business here that my stepdaughter actually tried to go into, and they said, we have high-risk people working here. You have to wear a mask. And she said, well, if they're high risk, why are they working?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a break. It's just lie after lie after lie.
It is a lie. We have high risk people working here.
Yeah, give me a break. Well, aren't they wearing a mask then? Then they're fine. if you want to go by that standard.
Yeah, put them in a moon suit then.
Oh my gosh, the insanity. I feel like that girl standing up in the store and saying, I'm healthy. Look at me. Look at me. I'm healthy. You're all healthy. Take off the mask. You're all healthy. Oh, gosh. And this is why my liar of the year goes to the healthcare industry. And I, I feel sad about it because I just never thought I'd have to give them the award like that. I never thought they'd betray us like they are. I just never thought. I don't know why. I just didn't think they would.
You see, and it doesn't affect me so much because mm-hmm. I put them on the same level as teachers.
Mm.
Teachers are the same thing.
Yeah,
they've turned their backs on
us. Common Core, and they decided to make it look like it was worthy of something and tried to make it look like it was teaching the kids something, and it was all the big ruse,
And you just don't expect people in that profession to turn on you like that.
I know.
Same with the
healthcare
profession.
It's like a backstab because you just think, gosh, really? And you know what? Here's props to the whistleblowers in the healthcare industry, because if there was ever an award of courage in that industry, because of course, you know, the almighty dollar is what the motivation is with all of this. Thank goodness there are people out there that said no, and that they actually whistle blew and are still whistleblowing.
Amen.
We have so many doctors and nurses, thousands, tens of thousands of them around the world. I think there's what, 85,000 of them, 87,000 of them suing because of the COVID lie. And the lie is what the government's doing to us. And so I just want us to remember 2020 as this. 2020 only was the year of that, of this 2020 that everyone's like, oh, glad that's over, because the government did that to you.
Yep.
The government did this to you. And with the doctors lying as well, and with everybody going along with the charade, see, it was cemented.
Yep.
We already know the CDC lies. Headlines for decades about their lying. So we already know they're deceptive. We already know the media is deceptive. We already know the government's deceptive. But the healthcare industry, I didn't know how deceptive they would act, but now we know. And if they would have called it out early, if they would have said, we have immune systems, why are we putting masks on healthy people? What is this crazy? We would not be in this mess for 2020, and we would have had a more fair election in 2020. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello?
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
On the lighter side, I wanted to say, you were talking about the masks and all the stores.
Uh-huh.
Did either ever see the Naked Gun movie?
Yes.
When they, Frank Drebin and his girlfriend had the full body condoms on, expecting fully to see that in Maryland sometime soon.
The whole body condom. Yep. I love it. Yep.
So that's all I have.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we really need a new visual of that one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, on this, all these mandates and stuff, you know, you know, that's a form of martial law in our own states.
Mm.
And all these other, even the judiciary is under, is being a dictator of this. Their own martial laws, because the Chief Justice Matthew Durand makes up the rules of procedure in Utah, not the legislature. So whenever he's postponed all these jury trials, so tomorrow I was supposed to have a trial today, or actually tomorrow, and it got postponed. So tomorrow I'm going to accuse the Chief Justice and take this to a higher court of treason.
Thank you for that. I'm thankful for your call. Thank you. Yeah.
Take the step. You know, some of the things that are going on, especially in the judicial system here in Utah, they're claiming now that they're having a real bandwidth problem because they're having to do a lot of virtual things in the courts. Clerks working from home. Actually, court cases going on virtually instead of having your day in court.
Right.
And there really is no legal foundation for any of this to go on.
I know. It's like the voting that we did for the election, you know. We're going to be talking more about the election and Wednesday, what happens Wednesday, the constitutional aspects of Wednesday, in the next hour with Dr. Pesta and really what's at stake. But I actually woke up this morning, just to let you guys know, I woke up this morning feeling actually pretty good about this week, that you're going to see some, maybe some surprises this week. And I say that, but also with caution, because no matter how it goes this year will be worse than last year. But if we go in prepared for it, and we go in with some courage, and we're more bold, than we've ever been. We would have had major growth this year. And I actually count that as a plus, because somewhere along the way, we kind of lost what it means to be an American. And we got really comfortable. And we don't want to be uncomfortable. So we don't do a lot that's uncomfortable. But I promise that when we got this country, we had to be uncomfortable all the time. And it was necessary, needed, and just part of what we were dealing with. Now we have to kind of look back and go, what did it take in each of us to do that? And you're going to have to be more bold, and you're going to have to take on these maskers, these people that think everything is relies on the mask, and they have nothing to back it up except that it's a sign of love. What if I told you to wear a red hat as a sign of love? Would you do it? I mean, are we that desperate? You got to go love somebody by putting a mask on your face? Come on. Be more bold and stop wearing them.
Not only that, but be more bold. And if you see somebody being harassed for not wearing a mask, stand in and say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Quit harassing this person. They have every right to not wear a mask.
Stand up. We have got to fight this together. And, you know, I love and I applaud all of you who got up this morning and went over to Tuakon Highway and stood there and said, you know, what you thought about Governor Cox. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was huge. And thank you for the businesses that are standing up to this. Thank you for those people that own these businesses that are taking that chance. And it's really not a chance at the end of the day, because nothing's going to happen to you. Even OSHA, they're not going to do anything to you. It's all smoke and mirrors. But thank you to the businesses who put up the sign by decree of King Herbert. I really love you guys. Thank you for being in this fight, and thank you for standing up for freedom. You know, love of country is a really big deal. And we love our country because it created the liberty that we have. And we're about to lose it. We really are, without us standing up to this. And if you walk in without a mask, walk in confidently, walk in like you own the place. No one's going to bother you. Stand up. I even knew somebody that went into Costco, and the manager followed him around, and they said, fine, follow me, arrest me. Well, finally, the manager was on the phone with some higher up of Costco, followed this person all around Costco, and finally just let her shop because they knew they didn't have a leg to stand on. We got to be like her. Yep. She's a friend of mine up in Salt Lake. We have to be like her, or we're going to lose this country, because the masks is a symbol of the form of control that they're trying to impose on everyone. And if they can get everybody to do it and everybody to take that horrendous vaccine, they will. And I'm telling you, it's horrific. We're going to be right back. We're going to be right back, and stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the election, giving you an update, telling you about, you know, what takes place Wednesday. Boy, I think we're going to have a little bit of a showdown, don't you?
Possibly,
yeah.
Just a little.
All right, be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't miss this. You're going to love it. Be right back.